Before the episode begins, we'd like to tell you about Impulse, meeting health pioneers. Impulse is the podcast where you will discover the latest advances in the medical field through conversations with the brightest minds changing how care is delivered. From the rehabilitation of paraplegics having lost the ability to walk, to revolutionary contraception methods for men, the podcast covers current and future wonders of medicine that are or will be transforming healthcare. Your host, Mathieu Chaffard, eagerly awaits you, so don't hesitate and go listen to fascinating episodes about medical advancements. You are listening to Science for Care. I am Anka Petre, and this show unveils the stories behind some of the most important scientific and medical breakthroughs of our time. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the oldest of us all? Is aging a disease? Or is it just the natural evolution of every human being? For how long can we extend human life? Is there a biological ceiling we will never be able to cross? These questions have fascinated mankind since the dawn of time. Some dreamt of a fountain of youth whose waters could render a person immortal. Others relied on incantations, prayers, or amulets to protect them from the effects of aging. But one thing remained consistent. People feared getting older. It was a sign of degradation and ultimately of death. But what exactly is aging from a biological perspective? Is it nothing more than a loss of functions? A programmed senescence? Our understanding of aging has changed dramatically because of a series of major discoveries that we will unveil in today's episode. Those moments were nothing short of revolutionary for today's modern medicine and science. They not only helped us better understand why we age, but they also opened the door to a new perspective. Maybe, just maybe, we will one day be able to cure aging. Crazy, right? To help us better understand what is science and what is science fiction, we reached out to a specialist in this field.
My name is Anna Limon. A molecular biologist and I a scientist working in a biotech company called Horizon Genomics, where we try to develop epigenetic drugs for the treatment of oncological diseases and neurodegenerative disorders.
For a very long time, certain conditions or symptoms that appeared with age were considered normal. After all, isn't functional deterioration the definition of aging? This was, for instance, the case with Alzheimer's disease, which was thought to be a natural degradation of an older person's memory. Therefore, doctors did not consider it necessary to treat these conditions. But we know today that this approach was wrong. While it is true that these conditions increase with age, they are not a fatality, and they can be treated or even cured. This realization gave birth to a whole new field in medicine called geriatrics. Careful! Geriatrics should not be confused with gerontology. Gerontology deals with the social, mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical needs of aging individuals. Geriatrics, on the other hand, looks at the medical care surrounding aging individuals.
From a very high level, I see aging as related to the ability of our organism, our body, to cope with external and internal insults while maintaining homeostasis, which means maintaining the optimal function of our body. The process of aging evolves by a progressive loss of homeostasis, leading to a functional decline in cells and tissues. There are many factors that can trigger the loss of the perfect homeostasis equilibrium. Can be external factors like environmental, social, or internal ones, for example, genetic or biological issues. All of them are risk factors contributing to the development of adult chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes, hypertension, bone loss, chronic inflammation, etc. Our organs have evolved to integrate multitudes of biological rheostats in our body that allow us to adapt and respond to those internal and external insults. All our bodily systems are interconnected, and when something is perturbed, a coordinated and commensurate reaction is needed to be executed at just the right time and for the right length of time to restore homeostasis. As we lose the capacity for fine-tune our responses, the excessive or rather defective responses can lead to damage. This damage will subsequently be amplified during future insults until the battle is ultimately lost to death.
One of the biggest discoveries in geriatrics is that all our cells use a range of mechanisms to regulate aging. The existence of such mechanisms was discovered in 1983 when a scientist named Michael Klass identified a genetic pathway that allowed worms to live longer. This discovery marked the beginning of a new era in aging research. Since then, scientists have been able to identify what they call the 9 hallmarks of aging. Among them are things like telomere attrition, cellular senescence, or mitochondrial dysfunction. Yes, I know, this all sounds very barbaric.
So we all agree that human organisms are extremely complicated. To enable scientists to understand human biology in general and also the biology of aging, this complicated machinery needs to be dissected and isolated into overly simplified models that we can study. Analysis of those models hopefully identify key aspects that can be tested in more complicated systems and eventually in humans. Imagine having 1,000 skin or wool tangled into a huge ball of wool. Scientists are tugging on a few strings, one at a time, hoping that little by little they will eventually untangle the whole ball. The hallmarks of aging give us clues as to which are the important strings to pull, so the key drivers to understand how our body works and defense against insults. The sooner we find the key players to target to solve a particular biological question, the better chance we have to design an effective intervention. For example, you mentioned telomeres. Why are they so important? The reason is clear, because they protect our genetic information. Think of a chromosome as a very long string of packed DNA with two ends, and now think of a shoestring that gets the plastic protector on the ends worn off. The shoestring unravels, right? So telomeres are how cells protect chromosome ends from getting loose. The telomere itself is made of a stretch of short DNA sequence that repeat over and over hundreds of times. At the very end of the telomere is a short knot called the T-loop, which keeps the chromosome ends from all sticking together, just like the plastic protector at the end of a shoestring. So in certain cell types that divide a lot, an enzyme called telomerase adds some repeats back to the telomere so it doesn't get too short and prevents the chromosome to get unraveled. The activity of telomerase is therefore key to keep the chromosome protected after each division. But we know telomerase activity decreases with age, so scientists are looking very hard to find a way to prevent the loss of telomerase activity to ensure that cells do not lose their capacity to divide. And this is just an example. There are many other examples of enzymes that are key for our body function. For example, those that fix the errors that inevitably happen when copying DNA every time that a cell replicates. And just please realize that when a human cell replicates, 6.3 gigabases of nucleotides need to be copied. So errors do occur. Therefore, telomerase and DNA repair enzymes are among the hallmarks of agents that are essential to maintain the integrity of the cells and ensure homeostasis.
Our cells combine aging mechanisms in various ways. Depending on the combination, they can be more or less resistant to degradation or stress. We call this cellular stress resilience. Once we know that, it is just normal to start wondering if there is a way of removing these aging-prone cells or even reverse the aging mechanisms. In other words, create cellular rejuvenation.
Anyone who has owned a car or a house knows that unless you constantly maintain it or conduct repairs, it's not going to last very long. And eventually, you might consider getting a new car. That's true for our bodies as well. We talk about examples of how our cells and organisms maintain themselves at the molecular level thanks to the activity of certain enzymes like the telomerases and the DNA repair enzymes. But also, sometimes more drastic measures are taken by eliminating the defective or senescent cells and creating a new healthy ones to replace them. In fact, there is evidence to suggest that within many of our tissues and organs, a small number of so-called adult stem cells exist that have the capacity to repair or replace tissues and parts of organs damaged by injury or disease. These cells, which may represent centuries remaining from our early embryonic development, also play an essential role in keeping our organs at a constant state of homeostatic health through renewal. But once again, we know that as organisms age, stem cell pools become exhausted, while senescent or dysfunctional cells progressively accumulate. Experiments have shown that induction of stem cells and clearance of senescent cells ameliorate cellular and physiological aspects of aging, suggesting that failure of both processes are drivers of aging. So, how we potentiate our stem cells? There are two types of stem cells, those found in embryos and those found in adults. Embryonic stem cells have the potential to develop into any part of the body. They are, in essence, pluripotent. As an embryo develops and grows, however, most cells become more and more specialized. This means that they change into specific parts of the body, such as heart muscle cells, red blood cells, liver cells, etc. But there is a small proportion of unspecialized cells that remains, and these are the rare adult stem cells. When damage occurs in an organ, these cells can repair it by developing into whatever cell type is required.
Research on aging mechanisms is quite similar to cancer research in its early years. In the early 2000s, scientists started identifying cancer hallmarks, a range of cellular and molecular mechanisms that triggered the disease. Once those were identified and well known, scientists started looking for targeted treatments to block or alter these pathogenic pathways. Ultimately, they come up with revolutionary treatments such as immunotherapy, which stimulates the immune system and helps fight cancerous cells. See where I'm going with this? Hope is that aging research would follow a similar path. Perhaps in upcoming years, scientists will find a way to block or alter aging pathways. Perhaps in upcoming years, scientists will find a way to stimulate our immune system into getting rid of aging cells. Perhaps, in upcoming years, your 150-year-old self will listen to this episode with nostalgia and look back at all the progress that has been made. Science for Care is a podcast by Health Tech for Care, a nonprofit organization designed to support and promote access to care for all. If you enjoy our show, please mention it to your friends, family, and coworkers, and leave ratings and reviews on your favorite listening platform.